Bienvenidos a una nueva edición de Broadway a la Gran Vía. Esta semana, como les dijimos la semana pasada, vamos a escuchar la segunda parte del musical que empezamos entonces, Mac and Mabel. Un musical de Jerry Herman, el autor, a lo mejor del nombre no les dice nada, pero autor de otros grandes musicales como Hello Dolly o Mame. Bueno, Mac and Mabel es una historia inspirada en las vidas de Mack Sennett, el conocido director de los años dorados del cine mudo, y Mabel Normand, una camarera que terminó siendo actriz. A través de una serie de flashbacks, la figura de Mack relata los días de gloria de los Keystone Studios en 1911 hasta la muerte de Mabel Normand por tuberculosis en 1930. Este musical se estrenó en el Majestic Theatre de Broadway el 6 de octubre de 1974. Ya lo decíamos la semana pasada, fue el mayor fracaso de público en la carrera de Jerry Herman, y a pesar de las críticas y el chasco comercial, Mac and Mabel fue nominado a 8 premios Tony, incluido el de Mejor Musical. Herman no fue nominado y quedó bastante decepcionado con el devenir comercial de la obra. Estamos escuchando la grabación del casting original de 1974, con las voces de los actores principales de Robert Preston en el papel de Mack Sennett y Bernadette Peters como Mabel. Bueno, a continuación vamos a darles unos pequeños trazos acerca del argumento de esta obra. Mack conoce a Mabel en una cafetería cuando una actriz de su compañía, llamada Lottie, tiene una discusión con esta camarera. Mack queda impresionado con la fuerza dramática de Mabel en dicha disputa y no duda de su potencial como actriz. Le propone participar en una de sus películas y, aunque en principio lo rechaza, finalmente Mabel queda deslumbrada con la oferta. Las cosas van bien para Mack y para Mabel. El éxito acompaña a todas sus películas y la compañía se traslada a unos estudios más grandes. En ese momento, Mabel empieza a sentir atracción por el director. En un viaje en tren, la actriz se insinúa, pero Mack dice que no tiene tiempo para romances. Ambos terminan durmiendo juntos, pero por la mañana el director sale corriendo horrorizado. Ante esta reacción, Mabel se siente decepcionada y decide seguir su camino. Más adelante, Mabel piensa que ha llegado el momento de dar un giro a su carrera y dedicarse a las películas serias y no más comedias. Pero Mack solo está interesado en comedias. Trata de persuadir a Mabel de esa idea.
D.W. Griffith makes film epics of sweet and grandeur. Sennett, hell, he just makes movies. Heartbreak and passion may both be in fashion, but I wanna make the world laugh. Let others do drama of sin and disgrace, while I throw a fish in the heroine's face. To keep them in stitches, I'd burn the star's britches and saw Cousin Sally in half. Let Mr. Griffith deal with humanity's woes. I'd rather film the guy with a fly on his nose. My goal and my mission, my burning ambition is I want to make the world laugh. Some have a leaning for dark hidden meaning, but I want to make the world laugh. Let other directors film tragic romance, but I like a hero with ants in his pants. Nothing I've found is as sweet as that sound is, the music that fattens the calf. My great new plot is not about tyranny's lash. It deals with itching powder and Papa's mustache. This curse I've been blessed with, completely possessed with, is I wanna make the world.
Heartbreak and passion, they both be in fashion. But we wanna make the world laugh. Let others do drama of sin and disgrace, while we throw a pie in the heroine's face. To keep them in stitches, we burn the star's britches.
So keep the schmaltz and the suds and the sobs. The only art we know is to tickle the slobs. This curse we've been blessed with, completely possessed with, is we wanna make the world laugh.
Sin embargo, la actriz conoce a otro director, el charlatán William Desmond Taylor, quien se siente atraído por ella y, bueno, a base de mentiras, accede a darle un papel en una de sus películas. Mabel se viste con sus mejores galas y se despide de Mac para siempre. No quiere volver a verlo.
This ninny of a puppet was available the second that he called. And all he had to do was yell, "Hey, Mabel!" And this dumb hatchlinger crawled. For 7 lousy years I've watched him swear and shove and shout. With you or without you, well, it's gonna be without. I gotta give my life some sparkle and fizz, and think a thought that isn't wrapped up in his. The place that I consider paradise is wherever he ain't, wherever he ain't. No more to wither when he's grouchy and gruff, no more to listen to him bellow and bluff. Tomorrow morning I'll be strutting my stuff wherever he ain't, wherever he ain't. Enough of being bullied and bossed. Ta-ta, I'll be the Zane and get lost. I walk behind him like a meek little lamb, and had my fill of his not giving a damn. I'll go to Sydney or Ceylon or Siam, wherever he ain't, wherever he ain't.
No asume la marcha de Mabel, pero se convence a sí mismo de que no la necesita y de que, al igual que con ella, puede volver a encontrar a otra estrella del celuloide.
I'll make a star and a half out of that one. The one with the dimples, the redhead, the fat one. How about the one on the blanket, the one playing ball? Let's take them both. Oh, to hell with it. Let's take them all. What gives a man ginger and snap? Going through life with his little old lap full of hundreds and hundreds of girls. What gives a man power and punch? Tina for breakfast and Lena for lunch, having hundreds and hundreds of girls. Show him a blog and something in his soul will leap to respond. But then again, he's also terribly fond of this brunette, and so instead of one dandy dish, pass him the candy dish. I'll sprinkle spice into his life to make him forget that he's stuck with his wife. Give him hundreds and hundreds of girls. Beulah and Belle, Gladys and Gert, two for the entree and three for dessert. Give him hundreds and hundreds of girls. Four on a slide, five on a swing,
I'm gonna make the cash register ring, having hundreds and hundreds of girls. I'll fill the screen with Jan and Jane and Joan and Janet and Jean. I'll pull the greatest stunt this business has seen, till every fella from Duluth to Atlanta sees all of his fantasies. Look!
What gives a man ginger and snap? Going through life with his little lap full of hundreds and hundreds of girls. What gives a man power and punch? Tina for breakfast and Lena for lunch, having hundreds and hundreds of girls.
Analysts find this thing called modern man was never designed with only one eternal partner in mind. And so I gotta yell to hell with propriety, leave a variety, sinner or saint, schoolgirl or queen. One girl is boring and two are obscene. Give him hundreds and hundreds of girls.
Pasado el tiempo, Mabel regresa a los estudios de Mac y es bien recibida por todo el equipo, también por Mac, que le propone hacer una película en serio tal como ella siempre quiso.
Somehow the ceiling seems a little higher from the very moment I see Mabel come in the room. It feels like someone lit a roaring fire, but it's just the glow I get when Mabel comes in the room. The face so far stands a little prouder. That bunch of artificial flowers might even bloom. I can feel my heartbeat beat a little louder the very moment I see Mabel come in the room.
The dingy curtains seem a little brighter. Hear the tinny piano play a gorgeous song. The grouchy doorman seems a bit politer. It's his way of saying welcome home. You've been gone too long.
The day you left us was a small disaster.
You took the love and light and laughter and left the gloom. But I can feel my heart beat a little faster, and I can simply shed the strain of the years. The very moment her first footstep appears,
the very moment I see Mabel coming by.
Thank you.
and the old rapport.
Pero Mac no puede engañarse a sí mismo ni a sus estudios y se ve incapaz de hacer un drama. Mabel regresa con Taylor.
Every time a cup falls down, my spirits soar. I'm in heaven when a flat foot hits the floor. Billy clubs and nightsticks make me feel happy as a newborn pup, 'cause every time a cup falls down, my heart leaps up. I love it, I love it. Hit 'em on the head and jab 'em in the jaw. Everybody loves to stick it to the law. Get Lieutenant Clancy in the gut, and you'll overflow my cup. 'Cause every time a cup falls down, my heart leaps up. And nightsticks make me feel happy as a newborn pup, 'cause every time a cup falls down, my heart leaps up.
Más tarde, Mac ve a Mabel preparándose para embarcar junto a Taylor. Este, convencido de que Mabel aún siente algo por Mac, le ofrece un poco de heroína para combatir la fatiga y el cansancio, y también, por qué no decirlo, para que poco a poco su espíritu se pudra y termine por olvidarse de Mac. Mabel tiene el corazón destrozado por todo lo que Mac ha hecho por ella, pero es seguro que ella le olvidará.
If I'm patient, the break will hurt will end. So make the moments fly, autumn, winter. I'll forget you by next year, some year. Though it's hell that I'm going through, some Tuesday, Thursday, April, August, autumn, next year, some year. Time heals everything. Time heals everything. But loving you. The moments fly, autumn, winter. I'll forget you by next year, some year. Though it's hell that I'm going through, some Tuesday, Thursday, April, August, autumn, winter. Next year, some year, time heals everything. Time heals everything. But loving
De vuelta al estudio, Mac está feliz con la aportación del sonido a sus películas. Así ahora pueden cantar, bailar y el público puede escucharlo. Lottie, la actriz que tuvo una discusión con Mabel en la famosa cafetería, se convierte en una estrella del cine y Mabel, por su parte, se ha convertido en drogadicta y su reputación está totalmente arruinada. Para colmo, Taylor ha sido asesinado y la principal sospechosa es Mabel.
Your troubles away, you bounced a big check. Your mom has the vapors. Tap, your troubles away. Your car had a wreck. They're serving you papers when you're the one that it always rains on. Simply try putting Mary Jane's on. Your boss just gave you the axe. There's years of back tax. You simply can't pay. If a sky full of crap always lands in your lap, make a curtsy and tap your troubles away. Troubles away. You're sued for divorce. Your brother gets locked up. Tap, your troubles away. You're fat as a horse and find that you're knocked up. When you need something to turn your mind off, Why not try tapping your poor behind off? Your boat goes over the falls, the plane you're on stalls, the pilot yells, pray, when your parachute strap is beginning to snap. Smile a big smile and tap, tap, tap your troubles away. When the wolf's at your door, there's a bluebird in store. If you glide across the floor,
Mac trata de localizarla, pero ya es tarde. Mabel ha muerto. Sin embargo, los musicales siempre acaban bien y Mac imagina un final feliz para su historia.
I promise you a happy ending like the ones that you see on the screen.
Bueno, hasta aquí este programa de esta segunda parte del programa dedicado al musical Mac and Mabel, un musical sin mucho éxito, pero que con los años se ha convertido en un musical de culto. Solo quizá los más aficionados al musical reconocen el valor y la calidad de este musical por encima de su éxito o su fracaso comercial. Bueno, aquí lo dejamos. La semana que viene intentaremos sorprenderles con un nuevo musical. Hasta entonces.
I can promise you a happy ending that has you loving me, loving you. I promise you a happy ending like the one you've been dreaming about, where vows are vowed and knots are knotted, and the preacher's potted as the reel runs out. And so I'm strongly recommending that you pack up your old point of view. I can promise you a happy ending that has you loving me, loving you. Well, that's it, kid. Not so funny, huh? But then, you always did want a love story, didn't you? Well, let me add just one Senate touch. I love you, Mabel Norman. So long, kid.